It's Tuesday, the 22nd of October, and it's time to get your gaming grin on with the Game Grin Grincast. We need to talk about games. Aaron.
Can't we talk about other stuff, too?
No. Girls.
I'm eating.
Jackman.
I wish I was eating.
Today we are... We're playing a game we've already played, Death Sprint 66. This is in preparation for Aaron to challenge the developers of this game on our Twitch stream, twitch.tv/gamegrin. If you are already in the chat watching, then hello. If you're not, then you missed us. So watch the VOD. So the reason we're playing this is because we are recording before that stream, so make sure you check out that VOD. It might be up on our YouTube as well. I don't know. I can't see the future. But for now,
the future. You mean the present? It's Tuesday.
I mean the future of me uploading the VOD. Anyway, we're playing Death Sprint 66. So we're not going to really talk about the game unless something funny happens. We're instead going to talk about, you know, video games or games we're playing or adaptations of video games, just something that isn't the game we're playing for a change. Let's get into a game and start talking. So I realized earlier that Like a Dragon Yakuza is coming to Amazon this week.
Wait, does a game or is there a series?
The show.
I didn't know there's a show.
Is it a show from people that never played the game?
Oh, is it the Western one?
The first three episodes are this week, and then the next, final three episodes are on the 1st, which is a week and a day after.
Sounds somehow like ancient / biblical. A week and a day from the release.
Yes, I love that and a day stuff.
Maybe they were just taking into account daylight savings.
But yeah, I never heard of the Yakuza show, so...
It hasn't gotten much attention, mainly because there is the slight issue of getting a bit of flack for not playing the actual game, or at least some people in the production cast said they haven't played the game.
I mean, I don't know if you need everyone in production to have played a game to have that
be... Yes, but the creative director.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure on that. I'll need to check it. I believe it was someone pretty high up.
Maybe the producer watched it.
Hopefully someone did. I'm not completely sure on the sources here, but... So, do your own research, people, but from what I understand, the problem is that they're trying to give it their own spin, and not all fans are happy about that.
Yeah, it is kind of important to sort of know what you're adapting, even if you do want to make big changes.
There's a fine line between keeping the original design and idea in mind while telling a new story and doing something completely different, I believe.
It doesn't look like they're going to tell a new story, though. They're going to try and adapt the games, which is difficult if you have no idea what the games are about. Well, so long as Kiryu's a monster, I'll be happy.
Like,
as long as he has only one facial expression.
But as long as he plays Pocket Racer.
Yes, fanatically.
I mean, I know that, Kiryu's, most of the characters are based on real actors, but Kiryu's face is very obviously inhuman. So I wonder who they're going to get to play him.
Wonder no longer on Thursday. Sorry.
Thursday.
I might watch it, because although I've been rewatching Altered Carbon.
How's that been?
It's I only watched both seasons once, so there's a lot of stuff that feels new.
Oh, okay. I just jumped on top of the dragon. I died. Goodness. Oops.
There's a lot of details I missed. Sorry, what were you saying?
Oh, yeah. So you missed details in Altered Carbon. Like what?
I don't know if anyone here watched it, so I shouldn't be talking about it, maybe.
It's one of the many, many things on the list.
I mean, it's kind of similar to Death Sprint. Except for sprinting. I mean, it's like dystopian future. And people are being cloned. Like, the main concept is that using alien technology, humans made a little thing that they put into your spine and they download your consciousness to it. So when your body dies, they just put you in another body. They call bodies sleeves.
Ew.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I know.
I mean, I suppose you're not supposed to.
I mean, it starts with the main character, like... It starts off with the main character being brought back after, like, 250 years or something. So it, like, right away, it drops heavy concepts on you. That people don't really die anymore, and...
Well, I just died because my head got lopped off.
Makes sense.
I'm rocking this shame suit.
8th place, baby.
Oh, I'm 2nd. I wasn't paying attention.
Very cool. Congrats.
But it's like Altered Carbon is a noir story, which is something I enjoy. And like the characters are interesting. Like there's a lot of subtle things, even in the very first episode that I noticed that I'm not sure I picked up on originally.
Well, me, I recently finished season 5 of The X-Files and then watched the first X-Files movie because that's set between season 5 and 6.
Nice.
Oh, frick. This happened again? Oh, okay.
Not sure what I just hit there.
Yeah, I don't know what to... Yeah, okay, I'm stuck.
I actually had a lot of success recently playing games without paying attention.
That's usually you start getting in your own way when you focus too hard. Did you get yourself unstuck, Aaron?
I'm stuck.
Where are you stuck at?
Underneath the track.
That's cheating.
Again?
Yeah, I'm not going to win, though. Yes, the same place, actually, I think. I can't get out the way I did before, though. I'm starting too high, and I'm dying faster than before.
Oh, goddammit.
Well...
They considered forming a new society in the between...
Lands Between?
I would love to form a new society within the Lands Between, but sadly, no one else wanted to form a society with me.
Not with that attitude.
How rude of us.
How dare we. But my boots were made for charging, and that's just what they'll do. These boots make the manifestation of a bull to ride all over people.
I've actually been watching a little bit of X-Files as well, honestly. Well, my parents have been watching it. And I've been staying with them for a bit, so I've watched a couple of episodes with them. They're still on season 1, so it's interesting seeing it that early.
Yeah, I remember some of the earlier episodes, but I must have dropped off at some point. Because, it's season 5, I don't remember. I'm a bit annoyed that Disney Plus doesn't have The Lone Gunman, which was a spin-off one-season show.
Was that the one with John Fitty? No, that was Lone Ranger, sorry.
I've only seen the pilot of Lone Gunman, which they... Oh, 64 deaths, goodness. Which they showed at, like, a history class that I had a long time ago for surprisingly dark reasons. It's, like, the one bit of trivia that I know about X-Files-related stuff. But it's... Ooh, it's a doozy.
I actually never, like, watched X-Files properly. I remember, like, one episode vaguely. I think I've seen more accidentally, but I remember bits of the one. From old stuff, I tried watching Farscape recently.
Oh, how's that?
I did a watch through of that, and rewatch through of that a few years ago. It held up in my estimation.
I think it's good, but it's, like... It's hard for me to binge, and it might be because sci-fi shows get ruined for me by Star Trek.
Because they're not as good as Star Trek?
What did Star Trek do for you?
I mean, that's like a very general statement saying it's not as good as Star Trek.
That's fair. I do really like Star Trek, too.
Honestly, something I'd have really loved to have seen was be the Henson Workshop, Jim Henson Workshop, doing... Aliens first Star Trek, because the aliens in Farscape were always impressive.
Yeah, the makeup is good. Although, like, Naked Blue Lady makes me uncomfortable a bit, because, like, I think of implications on like, culture and what were they thinking.
Yeah, but it's okay, she's a plant.
She
so that's why she has to be nude. Yeah, basically. Course.
But also, like, everyone's in that show's, like, personality and morality is slightly questionable. Like, they're all slightly disturbing in their different ways. Not in a funny way, just like, yeah.
I mean, they were on a prison ship in the pilot episode.
Yeah, I know.
Like, from the off, telling you these are wrong-uns. But you root for them anyway, because they're the protagonists.
I mean, they often end up doing the right way, but sometimes, like, as you watch the episode, it's, like, hard to empathize with their choices.
Yeah, they do the right thing, but the wrong way.
Sometimes they question whether they did the right way because that's how it turned out, or would they do it anyway?
I'm going to push you, Aaron.
Oh, you won't?
Yes, I will. Aw, you killed me. That's a bit of an overreaction to wanting to give a little friendly push.
Is it, though?
What happened last stream, last screencast, when you kept pushing me?
I did no such thing. At least I don't admit.
I lasered you.
You did. You know, I earned the shame, so I just hopped in and be like, oh, god damn it, MacReady. I hopped in the same hole 5 times. I'll remind everyone that MacReady is a bot.
Well, yeah.
He got me, Jackman.
Yeah, I'm not sure how, but yeah.
The guy with the saw.
The one I fired a million years ago.
Yes.
Cool. My vengeance is complete.
I keep getting hit by lasers when I don't think I should be getting hit by lasers.
Happened to me in the first race. Okay, that time I actually ran straight into the lasers. That was my fault.
Sometimes you just gotta face the lasers head on.
Thank you for lurking as we run, Emos.
Two old Emos is stalking our running.
How's our running, Emos?
Is Martha dead still?
Mother?
Yes.
Spoilers.
You did it, Jackman.
I did it. I've got my lovely shame suit.
We believe in you.
Martha? How do you know that name?
I've never seen that movie.
But you know the meme, so...
That's true.
I mean...
You meme?
I meme, yes, but I mean, if the game is called Martha is Dead, you're kind of screwed at the get-go. Either Martha is dead and the title's a spoiler, or Martha isn't dead and, well, of course not, because it wants you to think so.
I mean, if something is part of the premise, can it be a spoiler?
Like the book, yeah. John dies at the end.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm actually reading that. It's, like, right next to me.
So wait, why did I come up with that and not you?
Because I am so focused on trying to do good at the racing.
And trying to be the best racist.
Yes, exactly.
Someone pushed me. That's not nice.
Being the best racist is the whole reason that I'm the host of these podcasts.
Well, I'll be even better than you at some point, maybe. I don't know.
My velocity cannot be matched. Help.
Okay, I'm never going to get down this hill.
Try running up the hill. Running up the bill. Oh, I just ran off the... Oh, goodness. I'm not sure where I'm supposed to go. Okay, yeah, that's not good.
That is, as they would say, bad. A winner is me.
Congrats.
Oh my god, Jack.
I pushed buttons and I went forward.
Nice.
And once again, hit by a laser when I didn't... I shouldn't have.
Well, now you have ample ammo to use against the devs.
I mean, I don't normally get this, so it's probably like a connection issue thing.
Honestly, if I could like give a little feedback, I'm not sure I like how lasers are Kylo Ren's lightsaber. They're like
they're
fuzzy.
Thin. They're thin at the ends.
No, I mean like the beam isn't.
I mean, they are also thin at the end, so...
You mean, like, how they go out at the bottom and two sides that form, like, a hilt, except there's no actual protection for the hand there, so if your grip is not perfect, you might accidentally slice your hand off way easier than you would even with a normal lightsaber?
I mean, that's the common criticism. What I noticed is that he was probably a fuck-up and couldn't get his beam to be a solid thing like everyone else's, and it like witches and shit. It's
that's
fuzzy.
True. Yeah. And that's the thing they're commenting about here.
Hello, Nikki. How are you doing?
I used to be winning, and now I am not winning. I don't understand what happened.
Yeah, he cheats all the time. He pushes people.
You're only saying that because I was pushing you before you said that.
Exactly. Ow. I was flattered.
Oh, God damn it.
You were flattered?
Sure.
I flew into a pit because I was moving too fast. Like, I didn't land on the platform.
Never say... Oh. How did someone... Hey, she killed me with a buzzsaw. How's that for being nice?
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize that I had to actually fire.
Into Ace, and trust me, you will feel powerful. Okay, boosting into Ace next time. Where are you, Ace? I'm hunting you.
Because Gore's just blew me up.
Oh, frick. Jumped too high. Jumped too high.
Well, so I'm last place.
There we go.
And that was...
Oh, I've seen Ace. Get... Oh, stop blowing up, I need to push you.
I've just been buzz-cutting twice.
Come on.
Come on, Goraz, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you.
Come on, guys, you can do it, I believe.
I'm going to win.
I'm going to win.
Yep, died if I go into a too thin section, but that's okay.
I'm just going to slip and slide. Oh, look. I'm just going to slip and slide all the way home.
Oh, crap.
Back in first.
Not anymore!
Oh, yeah? Well, how about now? I'm still in second. Congrats!
Come on, Ace, you can keep... Well,
boost into Ace, and trust me, you will feel powerful.
I've been trying, but Ace is a slippery fish.
I just watched Jack being, like, somewhere bounds and going Super Saiyan and exploding.
That's what I do.
I will admit, I must not be very violent because I completely misread what Nikki said. I thought it was like advice to Ace, like boost like into a drift. But no, it's boosting into Ace, like someone else boosting in. Oh, goodness. I am a dummy.
Well, if you push someone while you boost, then you double super push them.
Yes. Into chunks.
Well, I don't want to do that. I just want to give a friendly little nudge into a wall.
You want to turn me into chunky soup.
Into chunky...
Hey, I'm soup.
Yeah, you're bolognese. Yours is sweet potato soup.
At the Bachman Media Network, violence is always the answer.
That's true.
Thank you, Nikki.
A grumpy goblin killed me.
Well,
Ace is the party leader. He leads our party to victory and to defeat. So if we win, it's our victory. If we lose, it's his fault.
Exactly.
So a question, can you avoid getting hit by a projectile by shooting a projectile behind you? Is that a mechanic?
Some can be destroyed. So if you've got a mine in front of you, you can throw a thing at it, for example. I'm not sure about what can and can't be.
I mean, oh, I think like the main... The main danger is obstacle in this game, I think, is getting hit from behind because there isn't obvious ways to avoid that. If something is in front of you, just like not run into it. But if it's behind you, it's a bit harder.
You can also
when someone's coming behind me is like try to time my jump, like because you can jump over something coming behind you. Like I think except for the secret drone. Like, I've been able to jump over, like, the Gigasaw and the Buzzsaw.
Aaron Nikki says, yes, you can go.
Thank you, Nikki. Who am I spectating? Great job, Jackman.
What? I was just going fast and going pushing buttons.
What's your favorite button?
You've got to go fast.
I like the power slide button. It's funny.
Power slide!
Power slide! I wish I could do that voice. Actually, an interesting topic. I'm not sure how much... All of you have played Veilguard, Dragon Age in general, but Veilguard's coming out soonish.
I am excited.
I'm excited and scared. I don't know why, but I have the feeling that it's going to be a bit of a live service-y thing. I don't know why. And yes, Erenicki, A, B, D, always be drifting.
Always drifting. I don't think it'll be live service, but you know, I suppose I don't know for sure.
I tried playing Inquisition twice, and it just never clicked with me. But I played the other games.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with Inquisition was that it was... I'm not sure what factory it was in earnest, but the push for open world, I'm pretty sure, came from corporate, and the open world didn't really fit Dragon Age's style, I believe. So my big theory is that this will be another example of a certain two-letter company getting their fingers in the pie, and it's going to be ruined. But I'm optimistic still. I'm hoping it'll be good, but I'm also hedging my bets a bit, I suppose.
I never really got into any Dragon Age. I tried, but I never got into it.
It's not for everyone.
That's fair.
I mean, I enjoyed Baldur's Gate and Baldur's Gate 2.
But Dragon Age was more like... It wasn't like real-time per se, but it was a weird hybrid of real-time action and turn-based. So it could be very frustrating at times.
I mean, it's not necessarily about the combat. It's just... I don't know.
It's also very grimdark.
It seems like a hodgepodge of stuff, or like combination of features that don't really mesh together. Like it tries to be cinematic, but it also tries to be an RPG, which is like you get different interactions based on what characters you have in your group, but I never tried to organize my thoughts on this, but yeah, I think Baldur's Gate, I guess people know free, that's very much an RPG. It's not very story driven. I mean, it is, that just not in a traditional sense. Like, it's not an interactive movie. It's very much an RPG where you can do little things to affect the outcomes of situations. It's not just you watch a cinematic and then you do a thing, if that makes sense.
It's very much trying to be like what a tabletop RPG is. Hey, she blew me up.
I loved it a lot when I was little.
Hey, she blew me up.
Ah, Ace killed me.
We must kill him in retaliation.
Metal the Sonic time... killed me.
Oh. Well, then I can't help you.
Well, Ace is Metal Sonic, you didn't know.
What?
Yeah, Ace is Metal Sonic. You know, from Sonic Heroes.
Well, the more you know.
And other games.
No, just Sonic Heroes. Exclusively.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, I thought he was in other games too.
Crafty's hair's looking okay right now.
Oh, I love that accent, that's sexy.
I don't know what happens, I think I was possessed by a ghost.
Of some Scottish-Irish person?
Yes.
And they help you be better at the game.
Oi!
You're going full Shaman King on us?
Yes. Also, where's Ace? I'm going to push him. Knock his silly hat off his face.
Anyone here watched Shaman King?
I did! And I watched the dub.
No.
I've never watched it, sorry.
As for where I was, I finished in second.
Pretty cool.
That's why you're being so cocky then.
Yes, I was ahead of Sturburn at one point, and then he killed me.
Very cool.
I've got the shame suit. I like Shaman King. It got weird somewhere near the end, and I dropped out of it, but I liked it for a long time. There was like a tournament arc of Shamans.
Yeah, I liked it early, and then got too formulaic for me.
Yes.
With the tournament.
Did you play the games of Shaman King?
I actually played a Game Boy Advance one briefly. It's like,
I think there was a Game Boy Color and a Game Boy Advance one.
It reminded me of Castlevania. Which one is the Soma Cruise one? Where you get
Aria like, of Sorodon, Sorrow.
Where you get like different monster abilities and can trigger them. That was the same idea. And the Shaman King game I played, you could get like different powers from the different shamans.
Oh, different Ace, you have a fan. You have some good moves, Ace. Sturburn in game.
Oh, hey.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you for watching, Sturburn.
Moe's
the controller with my face is good.
I'm sorry to talk over you, girls. Please go ahead.
I didn't say anything, I think.
I'm walking. Why am I walking? I'm pretty sure I said something while he was saying something, but I got excited because we got our nemesis Stirbin in the chat.
Maybe I just grunted.
Nemesis?
Nemesis.
Is Stirbin nemesis? Quick, say something that isn't stars to prove you're not.
Nemesis can mean something else than the bloody monster. I won't let you ruin the cool name word thing.
Oh god, I think I just outrun someone's boss, so now it's chasing me.
I lost control and I went in a circle. Okay.
No, don't chase me, Jesus Christ!
I was on the wall and I blew up. I don't know why.
I hate you when that happens.
Ooh. Nice one, Ace. You just dodged the traps. Very cool.
I can see Sturban's a solid racer. I kissed a clone. I don't know if I liked it, though.
I kissed a clone and I liked it.
Depends who it was a clone of.
For some reason, I thought you said you kissed a clown for a second.
I would not.
If it was a clone of Stalin, then you probably wouldn't like that.
Probably not. Lenin might be cool.
Also, yes, it did take a turn, didn't it, Nikki? Racing, sprinting, drifting, lots of turns.
I don't know, it was pretty on topic because we were talking about clones.
Yes. Oh, sorry about that.
Nikki, can you prove that the clones that are racing are not clones of Stalin?
Who knows what the bodies are made after?
Yeah, Stalin was a great runner in his youth, maybe?
Could be. He sure ran the country to the ground.
Don't worry, guys. I deactivated Erin's mind the second she put it down, so you guys are safe.
Oh, thank you.
He also pushed me. Get back here.
Ah.
I see Sturban. I'm coming for you, Sturban. Oh, my head. Ooh, my head. I'm dead.
But she says, I see Stalin. I'm coming for you.
I'm Stalin. I'm coming for you.
I'm coming for you, Stalin.
Oh my god. Hey, hello, Tinder Biscuit. How's it going?
Oh my god, I'm stuck and I cannot get unstuck.
Oh no.
Oh, okay, I got unstuck.
No, Sturban got in front of me. Get back here. No. Dang it, _Grease_. And bitch.
I need a blue turtle shell.
I'm going to use all 5% of my power.
This is to go beyond.
I cannot shout. Oh no, I'm running out of boost. My boost juice. Oh, Psycho killed me. And Erin. No. No, I dropped so far. Yes. Psycho Crusher to be specific and Chuck Coon.
Sorry, girls.
No worries.
I got hit by a laser.
Also, great job, Sturban. I thought I had that one.
All right, thank you for joining me, Erin, Gulls, and Jackman for this stream and chat.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you for listening and subscribing to the Greencast. Your support means a lot. If you want to hear more from us, listen to our anime podcast, The Powers Anime Lounge. Of course, check out our writings on GameGrim.com. Until next time, game on.